1, 2, 3, 4. Sudie
Madison has Tourette's syndrome. The dancers she is choreographing do not. One of them, Teresa Westwood, is classically trained in ballet and a professional modern dancer, but she has never been asked to move like this, the way a person with Tourette's does every day.
Yeah, bang her heads up and down. Like, my neck was, like, so sore, like, the first time we did that, and I just had to learn a different way to do it where I could still get the same quality, but I wasn't, like, snapping my neck back and, like, pulling all my muscles in my neck. So, but, yeah, some of them can really be painful.
Okay, so now we should try the... We should go right into the Tourette's rock song.
Tourette's is popularly known as a disorder which causes people to shout random obscenities, but that's not what Sudie Madison does. She twitches her hands, she jerks her eyeballs side to side, she sometimes makes a barking sound. The movements of this dance, called intersection Tourette's syndrome, are not just based on her tics. She gave her dancers DVDs of medical films that catalog the range of twitches associated with the disorder. This section of the dance is based on sounds. It may seem odd that someone prone to twitches would pursue dance, an art form based on physical control. But Madison says the tics are not completely involuntary.
I mean, there's a very fine line, being able to control it and not. So the urge becomes strong, so strong that I have to do it. But when I need to hold back, technically I can.
Madison explains that her brain is flooded with the chemical dopamine, which makes her unusually energetic. The tics and barks are her body's way of releasing anxiety. But she says creative work, like dance, relieves her symptoms.
I think that when I'm doing art and I'm really focused on something, all that extra dopamine in my brain that needs to release itself, which usually does through tics and twitches, is then refocused. See, and then I don't feel the need to do it anymore.
I watched this happening. When Madison works directly with her dancers, she does not twitch at all. But when she has to sit still and watch them as they go through their routines, the tics come out again. The dance performance at the Community Education Center in Powelton Village is packaged with a presentation by a neurologist who will explain away some of the misperceptions about Tourette's. And I have here Mikan Scott, WHRY's behavioral health reporter, who will do some of that explaining right now. Hi, Mikan.
Hi, Peter. As you mentioned already, say the word Tourette's and people immediately start making jokes about cursing and swearing. But Dr. Martin Franklin at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine says that is not typical for people with Tourette's.
It's the most common misconception in Tourette's, which is that to diagnose Tourette's, you must have somebody who's walking around swearing, screaming out obscenities, etc. Yet when you look at the epidemiology data, coprolalia, which is the swearing tic, if you will, really looks like its prevalence is about 10% of people with Tourette's, which means it's very uncommon.
And Dr. Franklin said that because of that misconception that people always think of cursing, oftentimes Tourette's is missed because, for example, when a child is clearing their throat every 5 minutes, nobody thinks, oh, maybe that child has Tourette's. So Dr. Franklin talked about the motor tics that usually go along with Tourette's, and they are usually preceded by tension.
So they might have a feeling in the side of their neck that's starting to build up tension, and they feel uncomfortable, and a quick movement like that will relieve some of that tension.
And Tourette's usually starts in childhood, maybe around age 5 or 6, and some kids age out of these tics, and nobody's really sure why. Now, treatment usually involves medication, but as the choreographer in your piece said, right, you can learn how to control the tics. For example, patients can learn to recognize the tension building up and then act out basically a counter response.
So a kid who knows they have an arm flailing tic, they have an urge to build up in their shoulder and they have to throw out their arm like that. You get them to be very good at knowing when that shoulder tension is building, and you get them at that point to perhaps clench their fist, put their arm down at their side, and push their upper arm against their body for about 1 minute.
So basically, Peter, the person learns to understand and tolerate the urge, and Dr. Franklin said that over time, when you learn to tolerate the urge and not act out in response, the urge becomes weaker.
So there's a kind of an irony in this dance performance coming up this weekend because the performers do not rein in that impulse. And it's to the end of alleviating the social stigma of Tourette's that they let loose with all those tics and twitches, and they try to find the beauty inside the affliction. I'm Peter Crimmins.
And I'm Mike and Scott, WHYY News.